update on Jared Aberderis and his situation?
Jared Aberderis suffered a concussion yesterday. He's going through the protocol.
Just a scheduled light day for Josh today?
Correct. Just being smart with him.
I guess, how do you juggle that when there's only so many practices, you know, with the CBA limiting what you can do? I mean, how do you
juggle veteran reps?
Well,
Josh Sitton's played a lot of football here. I think it's smart to give it younger players an opportunity. Really, the stress is on the younger players getting enough reps. I've never really had an issue or was challenged in getting the veterans enough reps.
Mike, how would you characterize these first two practices, and what do you want to see when the pads pull out tomorrow?
Well, it's first off, the first two practices, you know, the things you really pay close attention to is the structure and the drill work. Make sure things are done right. We made an adjustment in the first two team periods, so that went well today. So I think just as far as getting the tempo and the pursuit, the cover, the mechanics. You know, our field guys just do a tremendous job. I don't think you recognize how well or how organized these practices are, just because we have so many people and they're so organized. So getting that off and running, because it's you have to start over each and every year. So there's always new adjustments to drills and things like that. The cameras, getting that coordinated, having an extra camera on the field to get the tight fundamental views shot. It's been a great film for us. So just getting all the little things the way you want it. The players are competing, and first two practices, it's gone well. I feel good about it. The effort's excellent. The energy's excellent. The workload's where it needs to be. So, we're off to a good start.
When Blanchard worked out for you in the spring, you said that you couldn't believe that he wasn't on an NFL team. How do you feel like he's been the first?
I think Matt Blanchard's progressing well. It was important today to get everybody involved in the no-huddle drill. So all four quarterbacks were able to participate in that, and everybody else on offense and defense was able to participate in that drill. So, that's really your first, situation where you felt like you want to see guys maybe take a step and see what carried over from the off season. So once we evaluate that, it'll give us a little information on how our start has been. So, but I think Matt's off to a good start.
Mike, what did you think of the way your DBs played the ball today? It looked like they had a lot of deflections and things.
I thought the DBs did very well. They got their hands on the balls a bunch. So Randall had a nice play over there on the left boundary from the offensive viewpoint. That's what you're looking for. So. Rajon Nail's doing good. We've had two practices. The whole team's doing good. I really don't have any evaluations for you. I like Rajon. He's been here. He's smart. He understands the offense. So, he's off to a good start.
Like, do you have to, with this first padded practice coming up tomorrow, is there anything you say to guys? Because I would think the natural inclination is the intensity, everything ramps up a little bit. Do you have to dial guys back at all, or caution?
Well, we don't want to dial guys back at all. You want the intensity to be where it needs to be. It still is a practice environment. We make it clear from day one, and when we go through the principles and of how we operate in our program. You have a classroom environment, the expectations in the classroom, and the expectations of practice. So it's clearly laid out each and every night as far as talking to the team, and we'll go through the whole practice schedule tomorrow. Obviously, it would be in the first padded practice. The practice schedule will change. Some of the things that we'll do in tomorrow's practice is what we've done the last 2 days. So you go through it in detail and what the expectations are, the tempo. And really, you always have to address player safety because injuries are part of the game. You just don't want any of the ones that are totally unnecessary that could be prevented.
Mike, you'll do your half line drill tomorrow, right? At some point.
We'll do half line training camp. Yes, I think it's up tomorrow.
I know that's a really good drill for you in a lot of ways. What are all the upsides of that? Obviously, there's a lot of contact, but what do you get out of that?
It's an inside run period. You know, it's a drill where historically you do 9-on-7. I never really liked the 9-on-7, I guess because I'm an offensive coach. And just for the fact that you have unblocked players, you know, on defense. So I always preferred team run. That's why we always do team run when we get to the team periods, because the receivers have to block. The perimeter is part of it. And the DB's got to get off blocks. So you do team running, but when you get into combination periods and group periods and where you want to lower the risk and get more into the fine-tuned teachings of certain concepts, the ability to go half line is really cutting the team run drill in half is really what it is in essence.
But Matthew's workload any greater given that he's playing both spots, or is it similar workload to what he's always had at camp?
Well, I mean, workload, hasn't changed. I mean, he's always worked this much. It's, you know, where he's working's changed. I mean, he's spent a lot more time at the inside linebacker position, I think, which is, we all understand that. I mean, he's played his whole career at outside linebacker, so the ability to keep moving him over there and every third day or so is the plan. But just to get the reps from inside and get the full training, because he's never had that from, you know, starting in training and going all the way through training camp.
Mike, for 2 days, Randall has been back returning punts. How are you going to handle that going forward? Is he still an option for you, given how much other stuff he does for you on offense? Randall Cobb, is he still an option back there?
Absolutely. I mean, Randall Cobb, I mean, at the end of the day, when you're designing plays and you're looking at, you know, distribution of opportunities, you want to get Randall the ball. So, yeah, he's definitely an option as a punt returner.
Do players still emerge when the pads go on that weren't emerging during OTAs and unpadded practices? Is there still a place in the game for the guys to do it when the pads go on?
Definitely. I think players look different in pads. They play different. It's definitely a turning point in the training path. So yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, padded practices are the closest that you can get to actual games. So.